Hey, I'm Zara J, relationship coach, author, and creator of the Passion Attraction Prototypes. And on this podcast, I teach high-achieving women like you how to break relationship patterns and create a match game plan so you can quickly identify and attract a compatible partner for commitment in less time using my six-step formula, the Captivating Courtship Code. Every week, I bring you lessons, reflections, and love-changing tips that have been proven to help my clients meet their partners and transform their love lives quickly. You're getting the inside scoop from my years of owning a matchmaking service and as an expert relationship coach that will take you from a wounded princess to a captivating queen of courtship. So, if you're ready to ditch trying to get him to commit, which are just anxiety-creating relationship tactics, and instead learn authentic yet intentional, proven relationship attraction techniques so you can finally have the partnership you desire, you're in the right place. Welcome to the Courtship Code Podcast. Hello, and welcome to today's episode of the Courtship Code Podcast. And today we are talking about hot, cold relationship burnout. I am going to break this down to you, and I'm really excited to talk to you about this because if you've been on the email list or you've been checking out the podcast, you probably have heard me talking more about burnout, about situationships. You may have even seen emails or heard me speaking about the commitment bridge. Now, this is something I'm going to be talking about a lot more in coaching, and I'm going to be really dedicating a lot of time during our upcoming three-day Captivating Weekend, which is our virtual event that takes place in the Captivating Courtship Code coaching community. I'm super excited to host the next one. We had our first one in July. The next one is coming up in November. So as enrollment is opening, by the way, let me just slip that in here. Enrollment is opening for the CCC program, for the coaching program, October 30th through November the 8th. So from October 30th to November the 8th, you'll be able to submit an application, book a consultation, and make the decision to join coaching for our winter cohort, which is a big deal because some changes that I haven't really shared much about on the podcast, I don't think. One of the major changes to the CCC program is that we're only going to be opening enrollment for the coaching portion of the program from August through February. So the CCC coaching program will primarily focus on cuffing season, what's considered to be cuffing season, what's typically relationship season, what has been the most successful season for our clients who come into coaching to meet partners, go through the courtship process, and to come out with partners, relationships, engagements, marriages. They usually join during this time of the year. So one of the changes that I have decided to make moving forward, and at least for right now, never know how things are going to change in the future, but as of right now, we're only enrolling for the CCC coaching program from August till February. And in between those months, between March through July, we're not going to be focused on the CCC coaching program. If you're already in coaching, then you have continued access, of course, because it's a 12-month coaching program. So like if you join during this enrollment period, you'll be in coaching from November until November 2024. However, if you aren't in during cuffing season, you will have to wait until the start of cuffing season starts again back in the end of August through September to get back into the CCC program. So I'm very excited to implement this change for a few reasons. One, as I said, this has been the most successful season for CCC clients. And when we usually see people really focus on their love life and on relationships, when we see people being able to attract better partners and to be able to really lean into the science and the psychology of dating and relationships and choosing and cuffing and all of that, which is just natural to our human biology and psychology during the winter months and just how we naturally gravitate towards partnership. So focusing on running the program during that season is a big deal. On top of that, if you are on the email list, especially our alumni, you have seen that we have recently launched the new Love Loft VIP days, which I am like super, super thrilled about. Not only because we're already booking 2 months in advance for the VIP day experience. But because when it comes down to my big dream, my big ultimate goal, it is to create a Love Loft location. I really want to take everything that I have been able to learn with Captivating Courtship and coaching and different holistic healing practices and the luxury experience, everything that I dream of, bottled up into an actual location that can provide holistic healing services and relationship coaching and just everything that I dream of into one facility. So to get in alignment with that vision and to get in alignment with that goal, we're starting off with our VIP days, which is really exciting. And we already have bookings for it. We already have those looking into booking after the new year. So it's been a really exciting time here at Captivating Courtship over the last month of bringing this to fruition and seeing people get on board to book theirs, to be really excited about it. And I am very excited to bring this into the CCC business. So for now, we are booking 2 to 3 months in advance for VIP days. And we're taking just a monthly VIP day just because of the prep that it requires, the bookings. If you're not sure about it, you don't know anything about it, simply just send me an email or send me a DM on Instagram. The information is in the show notes of this episode. Just DM or email the word VIP and I'll send you over a video with the information about the VIP day. And I'll also be putting out a wait list very soon for those of you that aren't already on the email list so that you can be the first to know when spots open up. Right now we're booking for January and February of 2024. Very exciting because it's only October and we're already booking for spots for the new year. But for the VIP day, everything that goes into it right now, we can only do a monthly spot. So once we get through cuffing season, the focus from March until August will pretty much just be VIP days. And we also have the program only access for the CCC program, which is DIY and does not include weekly group coaching, which is an option for those of you that maybe aren't ready to make the investment for coaching, but you do want the tools and the information at your fingertips. And you also get unlimited lifetime access to that client portal in the peer support community. So we can talk more about that in the future. I really don't want to dwell too much on that right now, but I did want to announce that October 30th through November the 8th will be our next enrollment for the winter cohort of the CCC program. And you will be able to participate in the upcoming Captivating Weekend, which is November 10th through the 12th. Now, let me just say this before you get into all types of mindset drama about joining the 3-day Captivating Weekend, which is a virtual event you can join from anywhere in the world. And I'll be talking more about that in some upcoming episodes during our enrollment period. I'm not going to go too deep into what to expect from that today. But if you cannot attend November 10th through the 12th, do not allow that to be an excuse for you not to join coaching right now. You will still have access to the next 3-day Captivating Weekend, which will take place after the new year. So it doesn't matter when you get in the door or if you're not able to attend the 3-day weekend for this upcoming one in November. As long as you are in the coaching program for the 12 months of coaching, you will be able to attend any of the 3-day Captivating Weekends during your 12 months in the CCC program. So make sure that when applications open on October 30th, that you get your application in and you book your call so that you can join coaching, or you can join the wait list right now. The information is in the show notes so that you can have all the information that you need to know about enrolling in the CCC program for the winter cohort, what to expect, what's included. All that information will be sent to you when you join the wait list. So go ahead and get on the wait list and I can't wait to speak with you. So let's talk about hot cold relationship burnout and why I'm so excited to speak with you about this today. It's been something that's been on my mind. It's been on my heart for the last week. And it was like boiling in me this morning to talk about it. So I was very excited to record this podcast for you and bring you this episode. So for those of you who are new or unfamiliar, and some of you probably heard me talk about this story a million times, here's a million and one. But back in 2015, I launched a matchmaking service. I ran a faith-based matchmaking service where I successfully was able to host singles events from all around the country and help singles to match and help singles to attract their partners for marriage. And that is something that I ran from 2015 to 2020 when I decided that I was burnt out completely from matchmaking, didn't want to do it, want nothing to do with it. And I knew that that was not my natural gifts. I knew that coaching, giving perspective, looking at patterns, being able to see the deeper stuff that was going on behind the scenes with matchmaking, I knew that that was my true gift and my true calling and what I really, really wanted to do. So I left matchmaking behind. I repeat, I left matchmaking behind. That means do not DM, do not email, do not book calls asking if I do matchmaking. I absolutely do not and have not in years. Please do not ask me, but I left that behind. Really about the end of 2019 was when I started doing coaching, and I started off doing one-on-one coaching, working with clients for 6 weeks at a time. And then in 2020, when I was finally done with all of my matchmaking clients, I launched the CCC program. And since then, in the midst of the pandemic, in the midst of the riots and everything that's going on in the country, we started taking in women into the CCC program, and it's been an amazing experience, an amazing ride for the last 3 years hosting this program, helping singles to heal their relationship patterns, learning how to become more effective communicators, especially for my high achieving women who are super articulate, oftentimes over communicators and overthinkers, teaching them how to become better communicators, to become more emotionally connected, to be able to navigate the courtship process with clarity and attention, and to meet lots of new partners and to attract their commitment partners, their marriage partners, their life partners, their relationships, being able to move into that space. And over the years, I have been able to learn so much through my clients. I mean, when I came into coaching, when I first launched CCC, I had created the Captivating Courtship Code. I created the 6-step process based upon my years of matchmaking. But every few months, I re-hone and fine-tune the CCC process based upon my observations and the data collected and the successful results from my clients, what's working and what's not, in real time, so that it's always up to date, it's always current, and I always sit back and take time to really evaluate how can I get my clients to get it faster, how can I get them to get it on a deeper level. Well, between the 8 love loops, right, those 8 relationship patterns, which are the foundation for the coaching, because if I know your patterns, and if you know your patterns, then you kind of know how to hack them and how to reverse them and how they're going to show up during the courtship process. And then you have this 6-step process to heal the patterns and to navigate courtship. We've been able to make some amazing transformations and help our clients to be able to attract their partners. But here's the thing. Over the last 3 years of running the CCC program, there were a few things that I noticed that caused me to have to step back and really evaluate what's going on here and how can we create a greater solution to help the clients and help the women in the program who really need support to be able to get the results, because everyone is coming in running their own race. And that's really important, whether you're in CCC now or if you're thinking about joining right now or in the future. Everyone is coming in running their own race. And when you're in a group program, it's really easy for you to assume that your race is going to be someone else's races. Or let's just say you're not comparing yourself to someone else in the program. Let's say you're comparing yourself to your friends or your family. Maybe you're telling yourself stories like, well, my friends didn't have to invest in coaching, or my mom never had to take this up, so why do I have to do it? You may even have your inner girl having a whole tantrum about the fact that you need coaching, that you have to do some extra work, and looking at it as it's a problem. And it doesn't have to be so. It actually can be a gift. One, if you're able to afford the investment, that's a big gift to yourself and a pat on your back, because that means that you have worked really hard in life to be able to afford the convenience and the benefits of having support and that is a blessing. So please, if you have any mindset blocks or hangups around the idea of investing in coaching, look at it as you work really hard in order to have the finer things in life. You work really hard in order to have support, in order to be able to pay for the things that you desire in life. So if you desire more clarity, more support, if you desire an easier path, if you desire to be supported in this area of life, if you desire to be around like-minded, successful, ambitious women who are also nurturing and feminine and also value relationships, then you deserve to be able to invest in whatever your heart desires. That is a part of the work that you do and why you have worked so hard to have what you want in life. So don't look at it as a negative thing. Second thing is, when we talk about running your own race, it's also important to understand that everyone's coming in with different patterns. Everyone's coming in with different starting places. So sometimes it can be really difficult, or let's just say not even comparing yourself again. Maybe not comparing yourself to other women in the community, maybe comparing yourself to your friends, to your family, to your cousins, to your sister. You may be looking at them, well, they didn't have a difficult time finding a partner, or they were able to get on an app and find somebody within 2 months. Why has it taken me so long? It really doesn't matter. And I need you to adapt that mindset that it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what someone else's starting place was. It doesn't matter what someone else's race was. You have your own triggers, your own traumas, your own lens in which you have navigated through life. You have acquired some wounds, maybe some past experiences, some beliefs. You have your own things that have absolutely nothing to do with anyone else. That's not a good or bad thing. It's so important to understand in life that your trials are your trials. They are tests that are given to you. And your trials are unique to you for what you need to go through and for what you need to experience to be who you need to become in life. Someone else's trials, someone else's experiences, someone else's path has nothing to do with you. Has absolutely nothing to do with you. They have a set of experience and trials and outcomes that are specific to who they need to become. So the moment you start comparing yourself, or you start taking yourself down the river of misery, as one of my coaches likes to say, it doesn't do you any good. It's of absolutely no benefit. It's of absolutely no benefit. So I just want to encourage you to get out of that mindset. But in my years of running the CCC program, there were three things that I noticed. The first thing is that you have your sprinters and then you have your walkers. So you have some that come into the program, they hit the ground running, they dive straight into the curriculum, they show up to the calls, they get out there and start meeting people, and they navigate through this process rather quickly. And usually for those people, within 6 to 12 months, they've already met their person. Maybe some of them leave coaching and they haven't met their person yet after the 12 months of coaching, but within 18 months or so, about 6 months or so after that, they meet their person because they're so proactive. And it's different personality traits, it's family dynamics, it's different reasons why they are sprinters. Some people, that's just how they are. Even when it comes to their own schoolwork or their career, they're sprinters. They get in and they get the information and they hit the ground running with no problem. That's okay. And it doesn't make them better. It doesn't make them right or wrong. That's just who they are. And then you have your walkers. And you have those who will walk their way through the process. And that's okay too. Everyone has their own journey. They have their own pace, which is why we now have lifetime access to the CCC client portal with the curriculum and to the CCC peer support community. Now, you don't have 12-month access to coaching, but you do have, you don't have lifetime access to coaching, but you do have lifetime access to the client portal and to the peer support community. So you can still post in the community, engage and learn from the other women. You can still participate in a monthly Q&A that will be coming up, or you can submit a question and just do a monthly live stream, and you'll still be able to navigate the client portal along with any future updates. This is because I understand that walkers exist and I understand that sprinters exist. So we want to make sure that walkers still have an advantage and that you don't feel the stress and the pressure, and you understand that we are here to support you and that your investment was 100% worth it. So super excited about that. The second thing that I noticed was one of the biggest questions was where to meet men. Where to meet men? Where to meet men? Personally, I don't think that that's a big question that you should spend a lot of time on. I think that sometimes that question is, it's just something that women focus on so much. And it's like, you already know where to meet men. No one has to tell you that. Now, I mean, you may need some help how to navigate the courtship process. That's where the work is. And that's really the work that we do in coaching. But where to meet men, that's really not, that's not a high level question, right? We want to ask better questions. However, in order to solve this problem, that is why we created the 3-day captivating weekend, the 3-day virtual event, where not only will we be creating your custom match plan and help you to get clear on solving that problem and solving that question, but we're also going to be focused on communication. We're going to be focused on the commitment bridge and making sure that you spend those 3 days not only bonding with the other women in community, which is like an amazing experience for all of them, but going a little bit deeper into the curriculum and into the program so that you have 3 days to be intensely dedicated and focused on your love life so that for the next 90 days, you can truly hit the ground running with a plan of action and understanding how to move forward. So we hosted our first one in July. Our next is coming up in November. Very excited about that because from the first experience, being able to make changes and tweaks and understanding, okay, what can we do differently? How can I make this an even better experience? So I'm definitely looking forward to that. Now, the third thing that I noticed over the last 3 years of running this program, and really what I want to focus on and talk about to you today, has to do with hot, cold situationships and women who fall into this space and why they have such a hard time navigating the courtship process and why they often get stuck in coaching due to the hot, cold situationship. So I want to help you to understand that and to help you understand the commitment bridge. We're going to be focusing a lot on that in coaching. We're going to be talking all about that during the 3-day captivating weekend because it took me a while to get this clarity about the hot, cold situationship and why this is such a big thing for so many women that we work with who get stuck on the bridge. Like the, and I'm going to tell you what it means to get stuck on a bridge in a moment, but I couldn't understand for a while. I can admittedly say that for a while I was like, okay, like I understand that they're anxiously attached and I understand that they're having a hard time with boundaries and this and that, but there's something else that they're doing that needs to shift. And it took me a while to figure that out, but I have figured it out and I'm very excited to make sure to hold the women in coaching accountable to make this shift. So let's talk all about it. So when we talk about those who get stuck in this hot, cold situation trap, typically, for the most part, they tend to have the love loop patterns of their primary pattern type, that they identify with, tends to be trophy chasers, love me's, toxics, or the sexual love loops. Now, that's about 50% of the 8 love loops, right? These are the ones that are more anxiously attached. They tend to be more nurturers. They tend to be more emotionally available. And if you're not in that group, it's okay. Don't worry about it. But I did want to speak about this specific issue for this specific group. That doesn't make anyone good or bad. A pattern is a pattern. It really doesn't matter. But for this particular group, for the trophy chasers, the love me's, the toxics, and the sexual love loops, and if you don't know your love loops, go watch the free mini course and get clear on your patterns and do the clarity exercise in the love loop roadmap. But for this group, their biggest problem, unlike the others, unlike those who have more of an avoidant type of pattern type, for those who have these pattern types, they tend not to struggle with motivation. While others may feel like they really struggle with being motivated or feeling encouraged or not really certain if they want to meet someone, like they're always on the fence going back and forth. For this particular group, they usually don't have that problem. They're actually the opposite. For them, they're typically super resilient when it comes to love and relationships. They get up, they get knocked down, and they get back up again. There's usually a smaller gap in time before they'll go through heartbreak, go through pain, and then get back out there. It may be a couple of weeks, it may be a couple of months, but this particular group typically doesn't spend a year or 2 years completely single. Again, still single, but we're talking about like the gray space, like the situationships, like they're making connections, they're meeting people. So they usually don't spend more than a few months without meeting someone else. I would say 6 months at the most. 6 months at the most before attracting a new partner, attracting someone else that they're interested in. It could be a few weeks, it could be up to 6 months, but this particular group usually doesn't go a year or maybe not even 8 months. I would say 6 months at max usually, but maybe 8 months. That would be a stretch for this group typically. But they usually aren't going to go too long without meeting a potential partner. That's not their challenge. While some other groups may spend a year, 2 years, maybe several years, 100% single, not a date, not an introduction, not a phone call, nothing. This particular group who has any of those patterns I mentioned as a primary pattern type, that's typically not their challenge. They usually are very resilient. They'll get knocked down and get back up again. They will completely run into the fire over and over again in search of love, in search of validation, in search of commitment and connection. And they typically have the ability to meet men that they are interested in, which is important to point out for this particular group, because while some may question their desirability, or they may question if the types of men that they want are available, for this particular group, they pretty much feel good about their ability to attract men that they are interested in or men that they are attracted to. They're typically more concerned about their inability to actually be committed to. Like, will a man actually commit to them? Will a man actually choose them? Will a man actually marry them? Or even if you're just looking for a life partner, some type of commitment, but will a man actually step up to the plate and actually secure the relationship versus always being stuck in these deep emotional bonds and attachments, these kind of sort of relationships, these men that circle back but never commit, all those types of situations that are always feel like you're right on the edge of commitment, but not quite. You're always kind of sort of there, but not quite. That's this group. And they also tend to be really good at making emotional connections. So that's why they get so deeply emotionally attached. And they find themselves in a lot of gray areas with men, situationships, hot, cold relationships, where they have these deep emotional connections, emotional bonds that never actually manifest into an actual commitment. So that is their biggest problem, where unlike some of the other love loops, that might not be their challenge, right? Or someone such as the invulnerable vixen, which the invulnerable vixen is the least likely to join CCC. We don't get, I've probably worked with one true invulnerable vixen since I've launched CCC in the last 3 years. I only can recall one, and she's married now. But we don't get a lot of those because that's not typically their problem. Where this particular group struggles, invulnerable vixens are actually really, really strong at. Now, invulnerable vixens have their own weaknesses and they have their own challenges, but this is not one of them, which is really interesting to be able to identify and witness. And when I realized what the issue was, it just struck a light bulb, and I'm so excited to be able to share that with the women of CCC and to help them to understand how to navigate this commitment bridge better as someone in that group that has a hard time with securing the commitment. So for this particular group, their biggest problem that's actually keeping them from the inevitability of commitment and crossing that commitment bridge is understanding how to manage your emotions and clearly navigate courtship so that you stop anxiously emotionally attaching and you truly learn how to stay on your throne. Now, this is a situation that's been coming up in coaching all year with a particular client. She may be listening to this episode right now. But she was getting to know a gentleman, and for the most part, things have been going well, but he wasn't making the decision to commit. And months had gone by, and with her attachment and having a hard time walking away, having a hard time setting boundaries, they had a couple back and forth moments. And it wasn't until this last go round that the man finally stepped up and has said, okay, you know, I think that I'm ready. I think that I feel more certain about commitment. And I've been ruminating on that experience and really thinking about it, because I'll be honest, I wasn't confident in the relationship. I wasn't very confident. But now I can see from the outside, and after really sitting with it and processing the experience, what she needed to do differently and what you can do differently to not have to spend as many months as it took for her to be able to get this clear. So I'm going to give you some keys to this. But here are the lessons that I learned, not only from observing her, but observing so many other women in the program. And even I can even say that this was a challenge that I personally struggled with at one point in time as well. And here's what it is. The reason why you tend to be on this hot, cold treadmill, and the reason why you find yourself in gray areas of situationships, or you find yourself having a hard time finally securing the bridge to commitment, is because you are too emotionally available. You have made yourself too available. Now, I want to point out and say too emotionally available, because I think a lot of times when women hear things like don't be too available, don't be too available, they're thinking only about physical time or physical space. But what I have identified is that for this particular group of women, they are naturally caregiving. They are natural nurturers. They are very, you know, emotionally attached, anxiously attached. They're very vulnerable and emotionally connected. And they find themselves in this space with men where they fall into a gray area of kind of sort of relationships. They find themselves in situationships. They find themselves in relationships where there's this emotional connection and emotional bond, and there's this loyalty and commitment, this pre-commitment to the man and to the relationship before the relationship is actually secure. And the reason why this happens is because they're so emotionally available and so emotionally connected that they're really great at making these emotional connections without requiring the man to commit in order to receive it. Now, that doesn't mean to become cold or guarded or withdrawn during the courtship process so that you're not making this type of connection. We want you to make emotional connections. We want you to be able to make deep connections that inspire commitment and allow a man to really build the trust that's needed in order for him to feel secure about making that commitment and crossing the bridge with you. But when you're too emotionally available, what you subconsciously are doing is auditioning for a role that you don't need to audition for. And so let's talk a little bit more about that. Now, when we talk about the hot, cold relationship cycle and being too emotionally available, what I've also identified is that for this group, they need to learn how to cross the commitment bridge after the first 30 days of courtship. Now, in the CCC program, the first module that you'll work through is the first 30 days. And we break down how to navigate the first 30 days, how to do it differently, how to take a different approach so that you're on your throne, so that you're in your feminine superpower, and so you are allowing yourself to be pursued. Now, for this particular group, they actually are really good at that. They typically are pretty great at being able to do that, especially once they make a couple tweaks and they learn a couple new ways to approach the first 30 days of courtship, they're usually pretty good with jumping into that space and getting to 30 days in the new way, taking a new approach to the 30 days and getting to 30 days. They usually get to that first milestone pretty quickly in the CCC program. The problem comes in after that 4 to 6 week mark is usually where the funnel flips. And this is where I say that the courtship process actually starts. So I always say the courtship doesn't really start until after the first 30 days. And then that's when you really start building that bridge and crossing that bridge together. Are we going to work towards commitment or not? Now, what happens after the first 4 to 6 weeks is usually where things start to flip for the women in this particular group that causes them to always be in cycles of hot, cold relationships. So you need to learn how to cross the bridge and get to commitment. Whether that takes 3 months or 6 months to cross that bridge to commitment, depending on the circumstance and situation, we can talk about that more in coaching. But learning how to cross that bridge and not to flip the funnel and how to stay on your throne is where things typically go wrong. That's usually where the problem actually occurs. So you have to break this pattern and learn to be on your throne so that you're increasing and staying aligned in your authentic worthiness, you're embodying your feminine superpower, and you learn how to create more balance in life and in your love life so that you can attract any guy that you want. So when we talk about the hot-cold relationships, usually what happens is initially the man is pursuing. He's really interested. He's very consistent. He's super engaged. He's making plans. Like, he's really showing up for you and making you feel secure. This could last a few weeks. This could last a few months depending on the man and depending on the circumstance. But he's showing a lot of interest. And then suddenly, the funnel flips. And you may have heard me talk about this, especially with the trophy pattern, but this pertains to those other groups, the other love loops in that group as well. That typically after a few weeks or maybe a few short months, the funnel flips, and where this man who was pursuing you and really interested in moving things forward, all of a sudden it feels like you are the one pursuing him. You feel like you're trying to move the relationship forward. You're seeking security. You're seeking validation. You want to feel more emotionally secure. You are trying to figure out how serious he is about you. Is he ready for commitment? Is he serious? Maybe you start asking more questions about where things are going. Maybe you're asking him if he's ready, or you just feel like you're the one that's trying to get him to commit, and he's no longer in that space of trying to really move things forward. He may still be consistent. He may still call every day or text every day. He may still plan dates, but he's not really moving things forward in a way that you would like. And he also may not be showing up with a lot of certainty. Maybe he's avoiding conversations around commitment. Maybe he is saying that he's uncertain, or he's not ready, or he doesn't know how he feels, or he doesn't know what he wants. And it's really confusing for you because he was in hot pursuit and now he's all of a sudden going cold, or maybe at least just warm, where he's still there, he's still around, he's still showing, and you still have this amazing bond and this amazing connection with him. But he's no longer moving the relation forward, and he's not securing the relationship and securing the commitment. And this is super, super painful and frustrating. And it may cause you to question, why aren't you good enough? How come men never want to commit to you? They always just want to, you know, make a connection with you, or they just want to emotionally attach to you, but they don't want to move things forward. Or you may just simply just feel confused. Like, what goes wrong? What am I not doing that I need to be doing? And you don't quite understand what is missing. And so the only way that you're going to get over that hump and be able to have the love and the life that you deserve and be able to truly stay on your throne is to understand how to cross this commitment bridge. This way, you will be fully in your value during the entire courtship process. And not just the courtship process. This is a skill that you need even in the commitment, in the relationship, in the marriage. This is a skill that you're going to have to maintain. So it's a very important skill to understand as a woman, especially a woman who's anxiously attached. So understanding how to fully stay in your value, how to truly allow a man to pursue, because it can be really confusing and you may not even realize. And I think that this is the major key. For those in this group, when that funnel flips, you don't even realize that you have stepped into being the pursuer. You don't even realize it because you don't realize what you're doing and how that shift has happened, because technically nothing has gone wrong. And that is the killer for the relationship. That is what's so painful, because nothing has gone wrong. You're still interested. You're still attracted. It seems like it's a great connection. It seems like it should fit. Why is he not committing? Why is the relationship not moving forward when nothing has actually gone wrong? It seems like all the chips are on the table. All the cards are stacked in your favor. What is going wrong here? It's how you're crossing this commitment bridge and not staying on your throne. You have unknowingly stepped into the role of being the pursuer. So you have to be able to understand how to navigate this process so that a man will want to commit to you without you having to apply pressure or waste months or even years, because sometimes women can stay in a space for years, stuck in a gray area, stuck in a situationship, stuck in this hot cold loop with a man when you just want the relationship to move forward and for this relationship to feel secure. And this is even more important to you if you are a high achieving woman, because for my women who are ambitious, who are go-getters, who are high achievers, you typically are action takers. You typically know how to take charge. You know how to jump in. Even if you're very feminine, even if you love a man who is a leader, a man who knows how to take charge, a man who's a provider, because you anxiously attached and because you are a nurturer and a go-getter, you naturally jump into what I would call the best girlfriend role, or even the wife role. Some may say it's the wife role. Some may say I would call it the best girlfriend role, where you're not quite a wife. Like, you may not be doing all the wifely duties. You have some boundaries, right? So you're not doing all the wifely duties, but you do step into the best girlfriend role. And what I mean by the best girlfriend role is like you're like a bestie, like you kind of jumped into being his best friend in a way, like you're maybe his life coach and his business coach, or you might be, you know, his cheerleader, you might be his support. Like, you jumped into being that best friend for him, so he knows he can lean on you. He gets that emotional support from you. He knows that he can confide in you. He can trust you. There's a level of trust established there. There's a level of comfort there, right? So you have that best friend element. And you've also stepped into like the girlfriend role as well, because there is the physical and the romantic chemistry and attraction. It's not just like a friend vibe, right? So there's also like that girlfriend role, where there's the romance and that romantic chemistry, maybe the sexual chemistry, but all of those things are there as well. But you subconsciously step into the best girlfriend role and without realizing it. And when you step into the best girlfriend role, subconsciously you have started pursuing him, because you're trying to show him how good you are. You're trying to show him how much he needs you and how much you play the role and how well you fit into his life and how much you can make him better. And what happens is the man gets really comfortable. He gets really comfortable. And when he gets comfortable with you being the best girlfriend, you give him the power and the control over the relationship and where the relationship is going. So you're no longer the chooser. You're no longer on your throne. You're no longer allowing him to pursue. Instead, you've taken on that role, and now he no longer has to step up and fill that space. So we need to get you out of the best girlfriend role and get you back on your throne to being that captivating queen. So if you are experiencing hot, cold relationships, the problem is that you are too emotionally available. So you need to learn how to manage your emotions and how to not feed into FOMO, into a fear of missing out or abandonment wounds, which means that we really have to heal those relationship patterns and help you to coach and to work through them, so that when they show up, because they will, They absolutely will show up. Doesn't matter how much therapy, how many self-help books, relationship books that you read, no matter how many podcast episodes, your patterns are going to show up, especially if you haven't really worked through them and you're not able to truly identify them when they come up and understand how to reverse out of them. So we need to work on healing those relationship patterns. Okay, that's the first thing. Now, when it comes to this, you also have to learn how to cross the commitment bridge after the first 30 days. So in the CCC program, the first module that you move through is the first 30 days. You'll master that, learn that, understand how to navigate that in a new way to make courtship light and easy, how to have options and how to allow yourself to be pursued and to be on your throne. But then you have to understand how to navigate the courtship process. And that is where our 5-step courtship blueprint comes in. And that way, when you know how to navigate it, you know what to expect, you have clarity, you have intention, and then any questions that come up or when you're feeling clueless, you can simply just bring that to coaching, whether you post in the peer support community to ask other women, how do they handle situations, or to ask a coach. You can submit an anonymous question if you need some mindset coaching about a very specific situation, or you can come to a coaching call and get live coach, whether you are asking questions or just learning through other women in real time, you can understand how to navigate this process with intention. And then the third thing is you're not staying on your throne during courtship process and during relationships. So we really have to get you into a space where you know how to truly embody your feminine superpower, understand your feminine essence as a superpower. And you have to get into a space of doing this, but it can be difficult when you don't have a lot of life balance. So we have to create a life balance for you so that you authentically and naturally create value during the courtship process and in your relationships. Like I said, these are skills that are going to benefit you in the commitment, in the marriage, throughout your life, understanding how to stay on your throne so that you create more life balance and you can attract any guy or attract your partner again, your husband, whoever, during a relationship. So this is what we're going to be working on for the next 12 months in the CCC process. So you learn how to heal your relationship patterns, how to navigate the courtship process, and how to embody your feminine superpower so that you stay on your throne and create attraction that naturally and authentically leads to commitment. Enrollment for CCC is open October 30th through November the 8th. And we're going to be kicking off coaching with a 3-day virtual captivating weekend, November 10th through the 12th, that you can join from anywhere in the world. You can join us for the 3 days, and I can't wait to meet you. And if you're not able to attend this one, don't worry. As long as you're in coaching, you will still have access to our next 3-day captivating weekend, which will take place after the new year. So make sure that you get in. Don't let that be an excuse to stop you from committing to what you really want for your relationship goals, for your vision of love, for your love life. Don't make an excuse to wait another year and put off another month when you deserve to be loved and supported. So for the next 12 months, you're going to focus on healing your relationship patterns, embodying your feminine superpower, and truly understanding how to navigate the courtship process using our proven blueprint. And whenever you get caught up, whenever you're feeling uncertain, unsure, you don't need to rely on your girlfriend's faulty advice, your family's pressure. You don't need to do that. You need to bring yourself to coaching to get professional help and to seek peer support from like-minded women who are in the water with you. They're going through it with you. So they understand the mindset. They understand the goals. They understand the experiences on a deeper level than those in your current social circle. So you're going to have the opportunity to expand your social circle with other professional like-minded women. And you're going to do this every single week for the next 12 months where you have access to weekly coaching and steps and help every single week. And with our new lifetime access program, you're going to get lifetime access to the CCC client portal and the peer support community so that you have everything that you need to transform your love life and attract commitment no matter what. No matter what it takes, no matter how long it takes, you will have access to the CCC client portal and to the CCC peer support community to ask questions, to connect with other like-minded women, and to continue your growth even after 12 months if you need to. Our winter cohort opens October 30th through November the 8th, and we are only taking a small group of women into the CCC program during our cuffing season enrollment periods so that we can provide you with the best support and intimate experience and be able to really give you the clarity and the guidance so that you are seen and heard and fully supported in your love life as you deserve. We're not a program that's about just having a ton of people in there and then you don't get the opportunity to be supported or to be heard. We keep it intimate. We value that introverted side of connection so that you can get coached on what's most important to you and you can feel safe to open up and to connect and to be fully seen and heard. So we want you here for the winter cohort. when enrollment opens. You can get on the wait list right now to get all the information that you need to prepare for enrollment so you can get your application in on October the 30th. To join the wait list, you're going to go to the link in the show notes, or you can go to captivatingcourseship.com/ccc-waitlist, or you can go to captivatingcourseship.com/coaching and go ahead and get on the wait list now. I can't wait to meet you, and make sure that you bring a friend to our new Captivating Courtship Code.